peace and blessings, you guys. Thank you for listening to All About You podcast. I appreciate you guys for being, you know, listeners, but also being understanding with my title change and the, you know, the new flow of things. And my subscriber list has gone up a little bit, so I'm excited about it, and we'll see how everything plays out. But I appreciate you guys for tuning in and being a little loyal to me. So today I felt like we could talk about something I'm super strong about, and I've been doing this type of thinking for a while. It's not something that's new. My thing is, when you're dating, for some odd reason, there has to be different games that need to be played. I don't agree with it. I think it's bullshit. I feel like people should come to the table as they are, so that way you can clearly see if you want to date that person or not. Does that make sense? So if I come to the table as myself, you'll be like, okay, I like her or I don't. But for the most part, people come to dates and situations with their representative, and you get to know the representative and you never get to know the person. Okay. And you're not understanding why a year down the line, you and this person are not matching up how y'all were in the beginning. And it's strictly because you were never dating them. You were dating the representative. Now that the person has felt comfortable enough to come out of from behind their representative, they shed that representative skin off. Now you're like, I don't know this person. This person is not how it used to be. Can we just, what do I have to do to get back to how we were? There was never that. It was never there, babes. Okay. And I've said this about plenty of relationships where it's like, dang, I wish we could go back to how we were. What do I have to do to get back to how we were? And they're like, oh, well, you need to do boom, bang, bing. I do boom, bang, bing, and it still doesn't go back because you have already shed your skin and you're mad comfortable, and I would never get to see that representative again. Now I'm stuck with who you really are, and I can't fade it. I don't like who you really are. I wouldn't have dated this person if this person was on the first date. You know what I mean? Also, another thing that we need to start doing as men and women is simply asking the proper questions. You know, these questions are something like, of course, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Because you don't want somebody that's not ambitious. You see what I'm saying? The only reason I would ever ask that question is to see, okay, well, you're here now, but are you planning on excelling and going further? You know? And if that's not something in your mind and that's what I'm looking for in that situation, I'm not going to date you. Clear and simple. If someone says, if you're somebody that doesn't want kids, and in 5 years that person says, oh, I would like to get married and kids, and that's not your belief system, then you clearly have already pushed them out of the dating box. You see what I mean? Cool. We don't ask enough questions, aka vetting. We ask stupid shit. Like, how do you think of, how do you feel about friends with benefits? Do you fuck on the first date? How do you feel about you treating your man how he treats you, in a sense of, will you pay for dates? Dumbass shit like that. Because a woman, if she really likes you, she's going to spend money on you. So only thing you would have to ever get to the point of is getting her to like you and y'all meshing well in a genuine sense. And you'll get what you want in that regard. And there's so many women out here that want to be so hyper independent that they would never even let a man touch a bill. So that shit does not matter. You see what I'm saying? Of course, it would matter to you if your thing is gift. You like your love languages are gift giving and shit like that. Or receiving gifts, my bad. That would make sense of you wanting to know, hey, do you give? Because that's what I like. I like people that give. Okay, cool. For the most part, that's not a good question. All right. Another thing I would never recommend someone to fucking do as a woman, when a guy asks you that infamous question, what are you looking for in a man? And I've noticed that guys usually ask this question within the first day, but the first hour to the first day of talking, right? So unless y'all are meeting up fairly soon, like the same day that y'all are matching or meeting up with each other and y'all go grab coffee, he's going to ask you this question. This is not like a first date question. This is the type of question where he's immediately trying to figure out, what can I act like? What can my representative act like? What hat do I have to put on in order to get in them pants? Period. That's all that question is, right? That question is, how can I do what I need to do? Tell me what I need to do. Tell me what I need to dress like, act like, what I need to put on in order to be with you, right? Because once you tell a man, give you an example. Tyrone asks me, hey, what do you look for in a man? And I say, ooh, I'm happy you asked. And I pull out my mental list. I want a man with a beard. I want a man that's giving. I want a man that has amazing sex. I want a man that is attentive and listens to me. And I want a man that's going to plan good dates. Let's say, for lack of a better whatever. That's what she wants. That's what she wants in a man. She wants a man that's going to do all those things, right? He's immediately going to start planning cute dates. He's immediately going to be like, oh, so how can I finesse and get her to, you know, fuck on me? And now all of this is without a commitment. She wants a man that's going to have great sex or whatever. So he's going to start texting her little sexy stuff and showing her, oh, I can fuck. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I got you. If we ever get to that point, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Little shit like that. Let's say she says, I want a man that's attentive. Now he's going to be sending good morning, sweetheart texts. And he wasn't doing that before. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're giving him a blueprint on literally how to build a house with no base, no foundation, and that shit finna crumble. It just is what it is. You are giving him the blueprint to what you want. He's going to act like that. And then when he gets whatever he wants for however amount of time, he'll leave. Not saying every man in the world. We're talking about the majority, though. Okay, let's be for real. Let's not act like all these men don't sound like they at the same Monday meetings, eating coffee and donuts, reading from the same how can we play these bitches books. Okay, stop it. You go and you talk to 5 different guys right now. Boom. I don't care where the fuck you meet them at. They don't even have to work in the same city, state. They don't have to have the same job profession. They don't have to like the same sports. 110%. Some of these men have married parents, separated parents, one parent in foster care, whatever, right? Guarantee you get 5. You get 5 guys, pull them. You start talking to them. They all gonna ask you the same shit. They all gonna act the same way. It just is what it is. People love to pull out that thing of who hurt you, or it's the guys that you date. No, baby. I've switched up my type. I've switched up the profession of the man. I switched up if they went to college or not. I switched up the type of college they went to. I switched up the organizations that they're in. I switched up their career. I switched up what they drive. I switched up the physical look. I'm talking about from a skinny dude to a fit dude, athletic guy, buff as fuck. We talking about fat dudes, all the same. We talking about nerds that love anime. We talking about the awkward guys. We talking about the guys with no game. We talking about the guys that got too much game. We talking about the women pullers, Mr. Bitches. We talking about all of these men. The same, baby. The same. Now, the sweethearts might, you know, there's some sweethearts out there that are going to 110% try to lay off the niggerdom book for a little bit, right? And try to just be the nice guy. But then when they see that, oh, I'm getting in good with her, they start pulling from the book. Little shit. Little scriptures from the book. Right? All right. Some of the scriptures that I've noticed so far. Once again, what do you look for in a man? Okay. Then it's how would you treat your man? These are 2 scriptures from the book. Right? Okay. And ain't even how they say it. It's the fact that they just all together just say the shit. And then, ma'am, if you answer these questions, not only are they going to pretend to do that, but they're going to then wait on the, oh, I'm going to get this and this and this. They wait and they're trying to see if I act the way she wants me to act, what do I get? And if a woman says something like along the lines of pussy, oh, I cook, I clean, I shut the fuck up, you know, I do this. Oh, you have kids? Well, I really, you know, and I don't have kids, but I'll be a great stepmom. These are all benefits to them, right? And that's what they want. They're going to continue to act like the thing that you told them that you wanted. And then they're going to reap those benefits. And as soon as they start realizing that they got the whole list already, that's when they start getting bored. And then they move on to the next one. And then, or they'll continue. Men are very patient, right? Men are more patient than us because we've been told in society that we have this time clock and all this other bullshit. So we got to do stuff in a fast pace in order to get what we want and to not be seen as old ass hags or women that ain't been married and the unwanted woman or the woman that had kids and nobody wanted her after. Like, we on a time clock to do all of these great things, get our careers going, get married, have kids, travel, or be the rich ass auntie. Like, we have a time clock. You know what I'm saying? Men don't have that. They don't have that type of pressure on them. They have other pressures, but it ain't that, right? So a woman is being told to move as fast as possible to get what she wants at a good age, so that way she can still live her life and not be going through menopause trying to travel in her 60s and 50s, right? So men are benefiting off of that. They are benefiting off of us thinking that we have to move fast and that we have to get a husband. We have to be in a stable relationship. We have to move in with somebody. We have to have somebody paying our bills and shit like that. We're relying too much on the man in that sense. Well, none of that shit is true. Women are out here having babies. I don't recommend, but are out here having babies at 50 and the babies are healthy. Hey, like I said, I don't recommend it, but people are out here fucking doing it. Regular people. Crazy, I know, but because I would never want to be 70 and my child is 20. Like, that shit is crazy to me. Anyways, but 110% men are banking off the fact that we're gonna rush into these things. We're not thinking. Then we're thinking with our coochie half the time, and the other time we're thinking with our heart. Two things that should not be mixing, okay? Shit is crazy. Once those two start mixing, oh, we're fools. We fool for love. We fool for the dick. And well, don't let the dick be good. Oh my God. So now you got this guy that looks good, because we know you only looking for guys that look good, hopefully, ma'am. Anyways, so this guy looks good. So he's pretending. This representative is here. So he's pretending to be everything and anything that we ever wanted. All right. Even if it's a long fucking list. Guess what? He wrote it down and he's doing it. He's attentive. He's asking you how your day. He's rubbing your feet. You know, he's sucking them toes. He's hitting every fucking spot in that coochie. He's tearing you the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Then on the weekends, he's taking you on his little dates or whatever. He's acting like he give a fuck. You know, ain't no telling who else he's doing this with, but he's doing it for you. And that's the only thing that you think of. And women love to think, well, if he's doing all of this stuff for me, there's no way he has the time or energy or finesse to do it to someone else. That's where you're wrong. Different topic though, but anyways, yes, he's doing all of these things and you're thinking with your heart and your pussy and you're not thinking logically, because a lot of red flags be happening around this time, right? At one point you'll start to realize that some shit has slowed up, or he's not acting how he was before. You know what I'm saying? He's not as attentive. He's still attentive, but he's not as attentive. And I've started to realize that there's a mental thing that people start to play in dating, right? Not only is that part of the game, but the other game is, I'm going to throw so much at you, so much attention, so much dick, so many dinners, so many good morning, beautiful texts. I'm throwing everything at you, right? And then I start to reel some back. So we at 100, now we at 85. You see? Now you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What do I got to do to get more of that 100, right? Or sometimes you don't even notice because it's not a major pullback, right? So then you start asking him like, hey, I noticed, you know, you're a little distant. Like, oh, I'm not distant, baby. I just need you to love on me more. And, you know, I'm going through a lot right now. So I need you to give me more. And that way I'll feel more secure and I can give you more. Right. OK, cool, cool, cool. So you start giving, you start pouring and pouring into his cup and it's running over. So now you're starting, he's feeling a little better. So he starts to give you a little bit more of that attention, but then he starts to pull back more. And this usually happens within 6 months to a year, right? If he gives a fuck about what you think and he ain't trying to just pull out all together, 6 months to a year, right? So he starts to pull back more after he initially told you he would give you more. That's when he starts to give you a little bit more, you know, you back at 100. Now, instead of 85, you're getting 65. You like, hold on, okay? What the fuck is going on? That's when you start to feel like you're not the same person anymore. This is not how we started off. What do I have to do to get that 100? Matter of fact, no. What do I have to do to get that 85? Right? You like, fuck the 100. I know he's going through a lot and I don't want to be a bitch and I don't want to be on his nerves and on his dick about stuff. So let me just go ahead and settle for the 85. But the 65, oh my God, this is so low. I really need that 85. Okay. So you start talking to him. You start what they like to call nagging, right? Complaining, right? So you start saying, hey, what do I have to do to get boom, boom, boom? Because this is not how we used to be, baby. Like, is it me? You know, you start thinking, is it me? And he's like, no, baby, it's me. It's not you. But there is a few things that I've noticed that you could maybe do to make me feel better. So I, as a man, can get back how I was and give back to you. You know, you're like, okay, well, what do I have to do? Because baby, I'm in love with you and I don't want this to end. So what do I got to do to get that 85? I ain't going to push you too hard for 100 because nothing's perfect in a relationship. So what do I have to do to get that 85? Okay, boom, bang, bing. You're like, okay, boom, bang, bing. Boom, bang, bing. Boom, bang, bing. Boom, bang, bing. Okay, nigga, shit. What the fuck? How long do I have to do boom, bang, bing? We still at 65. Oh, you complaining too much. 40. Okay, now you're panicking. You're like, oh, shit. Does he love me anymore? He's not as attentive. He's not rubbing your feet or asking about your day after you came home. Dinner is not cooked. Y'all living together at this point. You know what I'm saying? He's more hanging out with his homies. Oh, phone is set on the face of the phone instead of, oh, here's my passcode. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. Like, oh, baby, come look at this Instagram post. Ain't no more of that. Now it's, oh, the phone is face down. We're at 40. You're trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. This is not the man that I was with. No, sweetheart. That's the man you was with. He was only able to give you 40, no more. And he's finally reeled back all of that shit that you wanted because that was never him. And it's too much work to keep going on and on and on and on because it's so hard to fake it for a long time. You know what I'm saying? You ever known somebody that's like, yo, when I first met her at work, she was cool. She was this. And now she's a total bitch because, yeah, she gave you the representative. She didn't want you to think initially she was a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Just like when jobs hire you, they give you all of the good stuff and all the perks and, you know, they put you in front of the nicest people of the company. And then when you start working there, you start realizing, hold on, this ain't it. It was all the representative. It's all a facade. So 110%, of course, babes, you start getting that 40. That's when you like, dang, you start wondering if it's you, what's going on with you. You trying to change. At this point, he done told you to do so many boom, bang, bings that you don't even know who you are anymore. You don't even know if this is who you want to be. You're so molded into the relationship trying to make him happy so you can get back that at least 65, at least 85. So now you're like, okay, what do I want? What do I want to do? So now you're trying to find yourself, but also make him happy and keep the relationship together. So now you find yourself giving 200%. To make up for what he's lacking and then a little bit more. You're the perfect girlfriend. You're cooking, you're cleaning, you're sucking dick. You're shutting the fuck up because the more that you complain, you're realizing like, damn, if I keep complaining, I just don't get as many things because he's feeling like I'm bitching at him amongst all the other stuff he has to go through in the world. And I'm just adding on. So let me not complain. Let me just accept what he has to offer me. And then the more that I change myself and the more that I'm giving, then he will realize that I'm a good woman and he will change back to how he was. But there's never any how he was. It was the representative. It was the list that you gave him in the very beginning. Act like this and you'll get this. It's bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. It's bullshit. I'm so sorry to tell you. I had to go through this a few times to realize, whoa. Me telling a man what I like and what I'm expecting from a man and what I would give a man is buffoonery. Don't do it. Okay. Now I'm telling you, I'm not going to tell you nothing. That's a lie. You go out and test it. You see what happens. If you have the time and the energy to waste, you do it. I'm trying to help you. But if you don't feel like I'm telling the truth, you go and do it. Like I said, 5 different guys. You don't have to date them all at once. Date them one by one. And tell him what you want in a man, right? Tell him what you'll give the man in a result of him doing what he's supposed to do. Tell him what you'll give him. See what perks make a bitch do. You know what I'm saying? Show him, I'm gonna give you boom, boom, boom. If you boom, boom, boom. Then don't say it like that. Be like, oh, so what are you looking for in a man? Oh, I'm looking for this. And he's going to become a chameleon. They're good at it. They're so good at it. And I hate to say them as a whole, but majority, as for what y'all like to say, right? Majority means that Now, there are some outliers, cool, but it's a small percentage. And a lot of these men that are such good men, some men just love attention. You know what I'm saying? So men will be the good guy, right? And be married and be that outlier that I'm talking about. But then they miss the attention. They miss all of the stuff that they were getting while they were dating. So some of those guys be the main guys that got a whole bunch of female friends, or they talking to girls, or I'm married and I'm faithful, but I'm talking to you and my wife don't know nothing about it. It's a lot. Listen, I've come across so many guys that will sit here and talk to me and try to meet up with me, and they married. But their relationship is so happy. How? Sometimes, okay, men just miss the thrill. They miss the chase. They miss people going into the DM saying, hey, baby, oh, you look so good, all this other stuff. Men like that. Women are not the only ones that like attention. Okay? So some outliers belong in the main category. It just is what it is. Because we're going into another topic. But at the same time, these are just some of the games that I've noticed over time, that these men will sit here. And I mean, I know some stuff that women do too. That could be another podcast. But today we're talking about this, right? So don't hit me up talking about some, well, women do this too. We know what the fuck women do. We're very conniving and manipulative. But so are y'all. It just is what it is, okay? Men love games. Men love the thrill of the game. It's not about it's more about the hunt than the kill, right? Sometimes the kill is just the cherry and the sprinkles. The hunt is the ice cream, the banana, the swirl, the add-ins. Yes, they love that. They love the thought that they are getting texts from a woman that they're about to meet up with, spend a little money on. And, you know, they love the chase of it. They love the fact that, how can I get in her head? What's the best way? Who do I feel like being today? You know, who do I feel like being a chameleon with today? how can I sit here and make her fall in love with someone that's not even me? I'm trying to tell you, it's a thrill. I'm trying to tell you, pretending to be somebody you're not for some people is huge. They love it. It's so entertaining to them. I made her fall in love with Mike, but Mike is my representative. That ain't even me. Look at this bitch. Look at this bitch. All lovey-dovey. Look what she bought me. And don't make me even get on the fact that they tell their friends the stupid shit that they be doing. Not in those words, but 100%. The niggas know. And they be talking. And they be laughing. And they be like, oh, look at her. She all Google. Like, yeah, I threw the dick on her. Now she overly compelled to give me what I want. You know what I'm saying? She's in it. You getting 60% after a year, and you're still in it. And we can't wrap our minds around the fact that maybe I got played, or maybe this was not who he really was, because we can't believe and fathom that a man would even play them stupid ass games. Whole time, they're just like us. It is sick. It's sick. And I'm starting to learn majority of men. I'm starting to learn some men and how they are, how they date, how they talk. And this is coming from other men. This is coming from the horse's mouths. Like, it's why. And I'm like, yo, why y'all doing this to women? Oh, I mean, well, why do women allow it? I'm like, wow. And that's a good question. A lot of us be desperate. A lot of us be wanting, you know what I'm saying? We be wanting to be with y'all. So that's also something. It just is what it is. Sometimes there's low hanging fruit. Other times guys go above and beyond to get the sweetest peach from the tree so they can say, oh, look what I did. And I played her out. Ha ha. It's about the game. It's not about the kill. The kill is just toppings. So when you be like, oh, you just want to fuck with me to get some pussy, beloved, that's not even the point. For some of them, that's not the point. The point is that they can get you to buy them shit. They can get you to tell them all of your deepest, darkest secrets and feelings. That they can get you to slobber and drool all over them. They can say, hey, my car broke down. Can you bring me a spare tire and money for lunch? And you finna do it. It's the fact that, what can I do I need her to be this type of person. I need her to show me what she's willing to do to be with me. Oh, and don't get me started on, oh, I don't even feel like I can get her. Oh, no, I gotta test myself to see if I can get her. And guys make bets off of that. Shit, I used to date somebody that him and his friend had a bet on who could get me first. Did I know about the bet? No. I know now, though. know what I'm saying? And how long have I known? I've known for like 13 years or something like that, that they had bet on that. But of course, I didn't know until the bet was over. You know what I'm saying? And the bet was something along the lines of, I bet you can't talk to her. I bet you can't get her number. And he succeeded. You see what I'm saying? But men do stuff like that because that's the thrill. That's the thrill. I don't know what else to really tell you. It's like, we think we know men. We think that men are not complicated. They are, though. We think that men don't play games. They do, though. They like that. These are men that will sit here and spend millions and trillions of dollars as a whole on games, on sports, on betting. You think that they don't bet with other shit in their life? You're a betting horse, for lack of a better word. It just is what it is. Shit. And they'll pass you around to see how many guys that they can do that within their friend group. I've seen it happen. I've talked to guys and they like, yeah, we passed her around. And, you know, we just told the other guy, act like you don't know me, to get a friend some too. Like, come on, ladies. The shit is crazy, but I couldn't wrap my mind around, and I'm still having a hard time wrapping my mind around the fact that men do play games and men prefer games. I was so loyal to someone, loyal to the soil. Okay. I would do anything for this man because I thought that the love was reciprocated, right? Come to find out, I was getting my quote unquote benefits, and how he was acting pulled slowly and slower and slower. And so he just pulled them. You see what I'm saying? And then I was like, wait, I have to think back. Is this the first time this has happened? No, it's not. I had a friend talk to me about other women that are going through the same stuff. Okay. We're not putting two and two together, because when we think with our coochie and our heart, our mind is a bit slow on stuff. You know what I'm saying? Our pussy and heart are in hyperdrive, and the mind is a bit slow. And it ain't like the red flags aren't there. We just ignore them because we want that representative back. And what do we have to do to get that? And I'm saying that all women are thinking like this. Just like there's outliers in the men's situation, there's outliers in the women's situation too. Not all women think like this. But for majority of us, yeah. We'd be so ready when the guy says, I want to be with you. I want this with you. And he starts putting that quote unquote pressure on that y'all love to talk about so much. And he's doing that shit. You get lost in the sauce. It is what it is. It's not necessarily your fault 100%. But it is our fault because we don't be paying attention. But, you know, for somebody that's coming into your life and trying to play on you, I mean, yeah, it's fucked up. But yeah, I had to realize, like, dang, men are not the men. Men are not who I thought they were. They're not the provider and protectors that I thought they were. They're not these sweet, innocent men that want to just be with you and, you know, oh, I got cheated on or whatever, and you're trying to help them out. They're those, not those men. We're putting so much on men and putting so much past them, thinking that they can never play us like we play them. And that's a lie. Okay. Because we'll manipulate and we'll play games with the man and thinking he won't do the same. They do. It's just different. Stop thinking these men are slow. Stop thinking these men don't bet on you. Stop thinking these men are your knight in shining armor. When you told him, you gave him the answer to the test and got surprised when he got 100%. That don't make sense, babes. Now, what you can do is when a guy asks you, what are you looking for in a man? You tell him, nothing. And when he's like, what do you mean? And I've had this happen. He said, what do you mean? I said, I just want you to be yourself. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I'll let you know. And then I'll move on to someone else. They don't like that. One guy told me, oh, so you can at least tell me like what you want out of a man, what you expecting. I said, I don't have any expectations. I just want you to be yourself. I said, is that hard for you to be yourself? He said, no, it's not. But I'm just saying, how am I supposed to gauge where we're supposed to start off and where we're supposed to go if you won't tell me what type of man you want? I said, I like your looks. That's why I'm talking to you. You show me who you are. And if I don't like that, I will just head on out the door. Well, no, I don't really have time for this type of stuff because you seem like you either playing games, you act like you don't know what you want. I said, love, I know what I want. I want you to be yourself. Now, answer me this. Why is it so hard for him to just be himself? Why is he getting irate? And when I say this man was mad. He couldn't fucking play with me. You see what I'm saying? And I told him, it's okay that I'm not telling you. I said, I don't want to give you like a blueprint of what I'm looking for. I just want to see how you're going to move without me telling you how to move. You know what I'm saying? Just like with having friends, for example, right? You shouldn't have to tell a friend how to be a friend, right? They should be reading on to, oh, my friend likes this, 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 you know, whatever, and being a good friend in general, right? The moment you have to tell somebody how to love you, how to be your friend and shit, is the moment you need to be like, So you need to watch how people will act without you telling them how to act. For example, if I call my friend and I say, hey, girl, oh my God, I'm struggling right now. Right? And she's like, okay, so what do you need from me? She shouldn't even have to ask me that. She should already know, as my friend, I would hope that she would already know, like, oh, girl, what's going on? I'm coming over with wine. We need to talk this out. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? As a man dating a man should not be asking, what the fuck do you want me to do? But they do. I shouldn't have to be telling you how to treat me. I'm a person, you're a person, we're humans. Treat me nice. Of course you're going to learn what I like and shit, but treat me nice. Treat me like a human. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say treat me how you want to be treated, because some people don't give a fuck. Like, they want to be treated like dirt, and it's weird these days, so whatever. But I say all that to say, stop telling people how you want to be treated and how they could be a perfect match for you, because they'll play on that. They obviously want something from you, right? So don't tell them how to get it. They need to earn it. They need to earn it by being themselves. And for a lot of people, that's difficult. And that's somebody that you shouldn't even be around. That man got so tight with me that he blocked me and stopped talking to me, because I wouldn't tell him how to be someone else, how to be my knight in shining armor. And I don't think anything I said was bad. I want to see if you have those characteristics within you. You know what I mean? I want to see you being, without me telling you, text me every day. Without me telling you, I want to be able to call you and you answer, or I want to be able to talk to you. I want to see if you feel like we should talk every day. I want to see if you feel like, based off your actions, that, oh, I want to give her stuff. I want to take her out to eat. I want to take her to dinners and stuff. I want to see if you'll naturally move like that, because that's what you want to do versus what I'm asking you to do and what I'm telling you I prefer. Two different things. So nah, if you're with a man and he's like, oh, I need you to tell me how, basically, what's your perfect guy? What do you look for in a man? You're telling him the blueprint, right? Oh, how do you want to be treated? What's your love language? Men, just do all of it. It shouldn't even be that. Just do all of it. And then when you realize like, oh, nah, she don't really like words of affirmation, not too much. Or she don't really like physical touch. Now you see, you're learning her. You're not getting a play-by-play and the answer to the test. You're learning her. That's what the fuck a relationship and getting to know somebody and talking to somebody is supposed to be. I shouldn't have to tell you everything. That shit is reckless. It's stupid. And we ain't doing nothing as women but hurting our own fucking feelings. Because we're sitting here telling them the answers. And then when they finally get what they want or whatever, and they moving to the side and they moving funny, or they're not acting, you know, they acting like themselves now because we get the representative. Then we hurt ourselves. It's all on us. Oh, well, you told him how to act, right? Oh, well, you told him what you like, and he did those things until he didn't want to do those things any fucking more. If a man want to play you, he going to play you. It doesn't matter. Don't give him more tools to play you. That's all I'm saying. Anyways. Whew. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope it helped somebody, because me and mine, we're learning all about these guys, and we're learning ourselves and our issues and our mistakes by learning men. It's really interesting. Like, and my God, I still, you know, my friend is trying to tell me like, oh, the more that we learn, the more I can understand about why women don't like men. I said, I could never understand that part. I love me some men. You know, men will sit here and play with you, play with your heart, dog you and all this other stuff. But I still love men, and I might be something in my spirit that's not right. But I can never imagine being part of some feminist organization and men hating. Because guess what? When I leave that meeting, guess where I'm going to be at? Snuggled up with some dude in the first place. So I don't even see what's the purpose of doing all of that shit. I ain't going to fake it. I love men. I'm just starting to realize that some things that I don't know about you guys and that I don't like. And I need to learn that in order, I feel like, to have a good relationship, you need to learn who you're messing with. You need to learn who you're dealing with, you know? Giving somebody the tools to fuck you over or to play in your face like a chameleon, that's your fault. And I have to learn to take accountability for that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, no hate, no shade towards any men. I'm just learning, you guys. And I'm seeing some stuff. I'm not quite, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. It's the nature of the beast. You either can deal with it and you accept it, or you don't. And I'm willing to deal with it and accept it. I just need to learn how to maneuver. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at with it. But I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Once again, send questions, send topics, do what you know, what I always ask you guys to do. So you can message me on here. You can message me on Instagram or Twitter. And I'm so happy you guys are sticking with me. Hope you guys are enjoying these topics. And I'll see you on the next one.